Jessie just had enough money to buy the matryoshkas. When she got home, she set the dolls along her dresser in the line, from biggest to littlest. And now she put a little ball of cotton inside Nadia, so she wouldn't feel empty inside. Then she put Nadia inside Vanda, and Vanda inside Varka, and Varka inside Olga, and Olga inside Anna. And she set Anna by the window so she could look out at the moonlight, snowy field, and the star-filled sky. Anna kept her shining eyes wide open, watching for Nina, and remembered Nikolai's soft voice, "Keep your sister safe inside you." Nina spent the night in the snowplow. In the quiet of early morning, spring took the place of winter. The sun came out, and the great thaw began. The snow up above Nina started melting, and soon she could see sunlight making its way through the icy crystals. By the next morning, all the snow around Nina had melted away. For a while, she lay in a little puddle of a pocket of snow. When that melted, she was carried along in a rivulet of melted snow down the hillside to a stream. Nina rolled and tumbled along in the current. She had glimpses of the sky and glimpses of sandy bottom and glimpses of rock. She whooshed past. A roar in the distance got louder and louder. It wasn't a truck or the engine of the ship. It was a waterfall. Suddenly, Anna was caught in a rush of water, and then she flew off into space and came down in foaming surf. She was pounded deep in the water but popped up and was carried off downstream once again. The stream widened and branched in two. Nina traveled up one fork to an inlet. She floated gently along in the slow current. A great blue heron, back from the south now that the ice had melted, was hunting in the shallows. He spotted Nina and snapped her up. When he discovered she wasn't anything to eat, he flicked her again. She landed in a cluster of oak leaves on the shore. It was good to be on land again. And Nina was happy that she had come. To rest face up so she could watch the darkening sky and the arrival of the moon and stars. She thought about Nadia and Vanda and Varka and Olga and Anna. The face in the moon reminded her of Anna's face, round and wise, and she felt comforted. In the morning, a squirrel came foraging among the leaves. He mistook her for an ant, snatched her up, and dashed off with her to his nest in the eaves of an Anna. When he saw that she was only a piece of wood, she shoved her out of the nest, and she fell to the roof of the porch below. She rolled down the slope of the roof into the rain gutter and then tumbled down the copper drain pipe. Cat, dozing in a patch of sunlight at the corner of the porch, was startled by the sound. He opened his eyes just as Nina rolled out the end of the drain pipe. He pounced at her, and when Nina rolled away, he pounced again. A little girl was just coming out of the house. Her eye was caught by the red of Nina's dress. "What have you got there?" she asked the cat. As she bent down to look, she picked up the littlest matryoshka. "Oh, you found us," she cried, for the little girl was Jessie. She ran upstairs to her bedroom. She wiped Nina carefully with a handkerchief and placed her in a circle with her sister so Nina could see them all and they could see all see her. How they rejoiced to be together again. That night, Jessie removed the cotton ball from Nadia and put Nina inside Nadia and Nadia inside Vanda and Vanda inside Varka and Varka inside Olga and Olga inside Anna. "Now your sisters are safe inside you," Jessie said, and she kissed Anna on her forehead. Anna smiled, and the smile that had been painted on by Nikolai, the doll maker in Russia, so long ago.